Part 3, Death, Our Journey to the Other Side begins. It's a cold, gray afternoon in February of 1987. I'm in my office sitting across from Jane. She's a client. She's in deep hypnotic regression, and I see her body suddenly tense and her face distort with panic. Her slow, rhythmic breath becomes quick and shallow. She cries out, "No! Oh, no!" I keep my voice calm, hoping it will help to calm her. "It's okay, Jane. Just tell me what's happening. What do you see?" "It's dark. I'm in a tunnel. It's too small. I can't get my breath. I don't want to be here." She's crying. "I've been through this thousands of times with other clients, and I wish just once it would be easier than this. Jane, look around. There will be a light soon. Move toward it. Can you find the light?" There's a brief silence before. "Yes, I can see it, but I'm so scared. I want to go back. Please, let me go back." She begins sobbing. "What's happening, Jane?" "I'm moving faster. I can't stop. The light is very bright now. I'm almost there, but it's too bright. I'm too scared. There are hands trying to pull me, strange hands, pulling. It's too tight. Oh, God, I'm out. Out of the tunnel. There's a harsh, glaring light everywhere. I can't open my eyes. I don't want to open my eyes. There are hands, more hands on me. Too much noise, too loud. I'm cold. I'm so cold. Who are these people? I don't want to be here. Please, just let me go back." It's putting her through far too much to let her continue. I quickly, gently bring her out of her trance and assure her that she'll feel a sense of release and well-being when she opens her eyes. She thanks me, but I can still feel a lingering sadness in her as she leaves my office. Once I'm alone, it hits me for the 10,000th time. I'm not interested in doing regressive hypnotherapy for the sheer exercise of it, and not once has the agony of that particular part of regression been of any therapeutic benefit to my clients at all. That settles it. I make a promise to myself. I will never take a hypnosis subject through the nightmare of their birth again. That is not a mistake. In every regressive hypnosis session I've ever done, what causes my clients the most fear, the most depression, and the most spiritual pain is not their deaths in past life, but their birth into this life. If, like most people, the certainty of death frightens you, I can assure you that you already went through something far more traumatic the day you were born. After hearing about near-death and past-life death experiences from countless clients, colleagues, and other researchers, you would think my own near-death experience wouldn't have come as such a surprise. But the fact that it was identical to everything I'd heard made it fascinating and almost worth going through. Not that I recommend you deliberately try this at home. I'm just grateful that I consciously remember every moment of it so that I could offer a first-hand description instead of just hearsay of exactly what dying is like. I was 42 and having routine surgery when I flatlined and encountered the following common events. The tunnel that immediately appeared didn't come from up there somewhere. It actually rose from my body, seemingly from my own etheric substance. Instead of leading up towards the sky, it led across at maybe a 20-degree angle, confirming that the other side isn't some distant paradise beyond the clouds. It really exists right here among us, only 3 feet above our ground level, simply in another dimension, with a much higher vibration than ours. I didn't just feel completely alive as I moved through the tunnel. I was completely alive. Only my body, the vehicle I had traveled in during this lifetime, had conked out. I felt weightless, free, and exhilarated, filled with the peaceful certainty that everyone and everything I had ever worried about would be fine. With my newfound sense of timeless eternity, I knew that my loved ones and I would be together again in what would seem like almost no time at all. The legendary white light appeared ahead of me with sacred brilliance and infinite knowledge. The figure of a loved one stepped into the large opening at the end of the tunnel, in my case, my cherished Grandma Ada. The opening was wide enough that I could glimpse a meadow beyond her, like any grassy, flowered-filled meadow on earth, with its colors enriched and magnified 1,000 times. Obviously, mine was only a near-death experience, and 2 things happened simultaneously to emphasize that point. When I reached out my hand to Grandma Ada, she reached out her hand as well, but its palm was facing me in a gesture that meant stop. And at that same moment, I heard the faint, distant voice of a friend I'd left standing beside my hospital bed pleading, "Sylvia, don't go. You're so needed." The sensation of returning to Earth made me feel as if a huge rubber band that had been wrapped around my waist and stretched to its limit was now pulling me back. 1 second, my hand was just inches from Grandma Ada, and the next second, I was snapped back from her and slammed back into the confining heaviness of my body. Not only was I not glad to be back, I felt angry, frustrated, and depressed for days afterward.